Adoption of the agenda. So we're good.
Do you have to have a mover and a seconder?
Someone going to move it?
I'll move.
Okay. Also, adoption of the minutes from last meeting. Rebecca, you want to?
Sure, I'll move.
Thank you, and I will second it. We got a time schedule to stay on. Okay, status recommendations to council, nothing. Referrals from council, nothing. Motions of council for information, nothing. Okay, so right down to number four, business arising from the minutes. Parade planning.
Yeah. I don't have a lot to update. I just have been trying to recruit some more volunteers and I talked to Heather about getting the town crier to come and open the parade. So she was going to reach out to him and, just communicating with some of the people that I had sent out emails to. And I did try to update the spreadsheets, although there is the one that says, there's the main one that says people contacted, but I haven't put all my parade people in there. I put them under the parade spreadsheet, so I don't know. I hope that's good enough. But there is some duplication. But.
Yeah, and I should tell everybody that this afternoon because you'll go in and look for the page and think, what the hell happened to it? So I did... under the Family Day 2022 folder that Bernadette set up, if you go in there now and if you click on budget, you'll then just see that budget page. If you go into field activities and exhibits, the two pages from that big document with the tabs that deal with that, and then if you go into parade, you'll find your parade list. So I would ignore probably that overall contact list now and just go into the parade and file and go into the document there. I just split the document up so that each part now exists in those different folders. So you're not...
That sounds good. Thank you.
And just on that spreadsheet and planning too, I did update all of your... Like, I went through a logistics folder. There's a whole lot of just logistics information, which is what we're up to now, like the next step things, and I put them in your folders. So you should go and have a look and see what's new, because some of it's really helpful for planning. Like, and I put some things in there for parade planning. So have a look in there and see what's there, and, some of the to-do and how-to-do things are kind of in the different folders now, so that should be a little bit helpful.
I know this has been, like, a... voted down that issue about expanding the parade route because of the cost factor of closing Memorial, the main artery. If we get sponsorship money, would that help to pay for the traffic closure? I'm just saying that I did manage to get $200 from Berwick, Walton Beach. They are not going to participate in much of the activities because the seniors are still concerned about coming out post this pandemic crisis right now. So they just did not want to be circulating among young children and that too much. And also definitely for next year, they would consider putting more on their sponsorship or their participation because they do the planning in August. So if we approach them again for August for next year, that would be great. Meanwhile, we do have $200 commitment from them. And then also as far as money, parts of Qualcomm Community Foundation had their meeting last night. I've asked if there was any other questions you would like to ask, and I haven't heard back yet. Quality foods, I spoke to Diana Rivard at the head office, and she is on holidays, and she won't be back until the 22nd. And she is a person that we would speak to for sponsorship, and not, I was told, not like contacting Justin Shelley here or anyone else. She is the person. So, and she was enthused when I spoke to her before she went on holidays, and she was going to have their board meetings, and they're always very generous in participating, so I'm thinking that we should be able to get some sort from them. So, sorry, just to interrupt your parade thing, but again, you know, I'm all about the bigger parade routes.
And sorry, if you could just fill us in, since the last we haven't been privy to the conversation, there's an item here, it says, and to discuss parade route on Memorial with Heather.
Heather decided it would probably be easier if she spoke directly to Jean about it, rather than, you know, have me in the middle of the conversation. But it's your question, Jean, about whether that $200 could go towards the parade route. That would be a vote from the committee, whether they felt that was the most appropriate way to use that money.
And plus, I'm hoping that we will get some more grant money, but I won't know.
Yeah. So basically, the conversation from Heather there was a reason why it was changed in the first place. And is that correct, then?
Yeah, I mean, I had a very brief conversation with her, too, and there's, like, in terms of, like, the amount of extra work there would be, so mentioned that you would have a longer route for people to go down, but it's not really the route or how many people are participating in the thing. It's how many people are sitting there. And because the parade moves past the crowd, the crowd doesn't need to grow. Like, the crowd, if we needed more space for the crowd, that's when you would grow the route. But, like, the people can go past the parade goes past the people, so there's no need for a greater route and the extra work and cost that's involved.
Well, it would be nice to have it go across Berwick for the residents to be able to look out their window or be in front of their building to be comfortably watching the parade. And then it wraps down Memorial, which we do have businesses on Sundays that are open on Memorial that and down that other first block from Memorial onto Second, there are businesses open there too, that's like Gary's restaurant that people would be sitting watching or sitting outside watching. Shoe Burgers also open at lunchtime. So it's that kind of stuff, just having more involvement within the community, the downtown core. And yes, it just makes for a longer parade route, and I just think that otherwise we have a parade that just has a very short route.
Well, from riding my parade bike, and it feels long to me, but that's because I'm, you know, riding a bike or whatever, doing my own thing, but...
Okay, well, we can discuss it further. It was just that I had called the local police department, and Shane Worth had said that, you know, they would certainly help, and there is no charge for their services to help with a parade route, but it's just the people mounting the barricade that we'd have to be paying.
Can I just give you a little bit of background? When you have a parade route, that means you have to close the roads, and when you have to close the roads, it means you have to have traffic control. I haven't been involved in hiring traffic control for a couple of years, but the last time I did, it's a minimum 4-hour charge, and it was costing $800 at that time. So you would definitely need to close off Memorial to have, it's not just putting people on barricades because you're actually controlling traffic, because that's I believe a highway. I'm not really too sure what it's designated as, but it's not as simple as just throwing some barricades up and having people behind them. You can do that on streets that cross the parade route. Like if you imagine Second Avenue and all the cross streets, you can have people standing at barricades, volunteers. But when it comes to like an intersection on Memorial, we'd have to have traffic control there. So that's just something to consider. And it was $800, and I don't think it would be any cheaper.
So if we can come up with like $1,000 in grant money, it could be brought up again.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it would be up to the committee whether that was how the committee wanted to spend the money that raised, right? And it does come out almost kitty corner to Berwick. So people in Berwick could line the sidewalk there, or they would have a visual from their balconies or their patios or whatnot on the north side of the north and the west side of Berwick.
It's very close. It's very close to the building, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to add on the parade?
I don't think so. Just I've drafted an email to go to the elementary school PAC, trying to encourage them to get some of the youth to decorate their bicycles and come out. So see how that goes. And I'll continue to try to drum up more volunteers. I sent out a couple of emails today to different people that I thought might be interested and willing. So I'll keep adding them to the list, Rebecca, of your volunteers there.
We do have two pipe bands confirmed for the parade.
Yeah.
The Legion and the Aerosmith pipe band.
And the colors and the fire trucks and a couple of floats. And some walkers, so we've got the basics there already, so it's just adding to that. And then all the logistics things that I'll take a look at, Bernadette, thank you for putting those in, because I know, yeah, the order is important, and getting the forms filled out.
And the registration forms, as they come in, I'm not sure how to let you know, I think I'll just email you when they come in, the new ones come in. Like you got that email today I sent out.
Yeah,
if you've got people registered, they're there now.
So if the Seaside Cruisers participate in the parade, then maybe those cars should not be the ones that are set up in the parking lot to exhibit?
Right. Well, maybe they could do some in the parade and then some in the parking lot. The thing is, there may be some that we would want to maybe use for an elected official to sit in, or somebody from the community that could have a ride in the car with them. I don't know if they'd be willing to do that. The thing is about old cars is that they can sometimes be kind of smelly. So you don't want a ton of them all in a row, I would say, because there's going to be quite a bit of exhaust, and they're going very slowly, idling, right? No, it's true. They're old cars, because you don't use leaded gasoline anymore, and yada, yada, yada. But anyways.
And not only that, they can overheat if they're going too slow, if it's a hot day. So that's a concern as well. What I envisioned was if the cars were in the parade, I mean, we're all heading towards the Civic Center anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we would have that gate closed, and then as the parade ended, they would peel off and then go park their cars in the parking lot.
Right. But do we need 24 cars or 20 cars?
No, I mean, no. Probably not. No.
Probably, six or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Field activities. But Brittany met with Tony and Bouncerama, right?
And correct.
That's all good?
Yeah, so we met on the middle field. It was quite soggy up there, but they weren't concerned about that. There are some firm areas where they could deliver the, like, access the field and drop the equipment off, because once it's inflated, it's basically floating anyway, so that wasn't a real concern. But they loved that space on the middle field, how it was all contained, and yeah, very positive meeting. We suggested, like, they were suggesting a setup in an L shape, so we were suggesting, they originally suggested having one line along the fence line that borders, that was closest to Dogwood Walk, but Brittany made a good point that with the generators and the noise and all that kind of stuff, it conflicts with the activities down below. So we've actually had them flip their footprint. So their long side would be basically at the bottom of the hill, and then the other side would run towards Dogwood Walk. So it sounds like it's a perfect fit for them there.
Okay. Can they all fit there?
Yes.
Oh, great.
All of their setups, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And the generators would be near the bottom of the top field. So, yeah, away from Dogwood Walk on the opposite side of that field.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different to what it's been in the past, Tony?
Yes, it's normally been on the lower field and closest to First Avenue.
So that'll be like the first piece that you put on the map, right? That we have to know how to place things around that. So stage will be in proximity that's far enough away, that sort of thing.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll put in here an action item for Brittany. Brittany to update the field map with location for the bounce.
They also asked that we add a little bit of, there's a little section of fence that's missing off of that middle field, and it's near, the northwest corner. So they're concerned about people running up the hill, and they just don't want any cross traffic. So I suggested that staff can provide some snow fencing to block it off, so people would have to come around and enter the proper way, I guess, if you want to call it that. We will do that.
Okay, and then just on the action list there, Jean, there's also Tony to contact Chesapeake Shores about setting up a photo booth backdrop.
I have not.
Okay, I'll leave that on.
I haven't spoken to them for a few days. They're out of town now. I mean, I could still call them, but I have not touched base with them yet. Sorry.
And then there's just a side note that if they aren't going to do it, then Brittany will contact the daycare, but she needs to get them kind of that ball rolling.
We're good to move on to exhibitions.
Yeah, I don't really have anything new. I mean, I sent out the request for them all to complete like the registration forms, so I think those are starting to trickle in. There's just some organizations just are not responding, even though I'm kind of writing it like, you know, tell us one way or the other. Yeah, and I give us a no, just say no, so then we can cross you off the list. So, yeah, I'm just gonna keep plugging away. Under the exhibits tab, or field activities and exhibits tab, those ones in the chart are all confirmed, so.
And then I had an action item to put on the registration page that there were no fails. I didn't need to, it was already there.
Oh, good.
It was already there. A reminder that there are no fails. So that was good.
I did reach out to Sharon Ricama, Michael Ricama's wife, and she was excited to be participating in some way. She's going to discuss it with Michael, and they will be, he will be out of the hospital and will be around at that time in late May, and possibly they can maybe also, I suggest maybe some sort of drumming circle or something on stage, if they could help to get that organized, or like we've been hoping to get an exhibit of some sort, if that's possible, just whatever they can maybe arrange. So,
yeah, sometimes people come and we'll do a welcome to everyone, and then maybe from there the drumming or something. That would be wonderful.
And just on that too, I've been tasked from Hino to approach the mayor to invite them, because the mayor usually invites them to these events, so I'm tasked to do that.
Good.
So you will do a formal request to official to Michael.
Yeah.
And then will our mayor be in a car, or is he in the pipe band?
I don't know. Usually he's in the pipe band. I've seen him. But I've seen him in the float too, so I don't know. We'll have to have a conversation.
<Then between them. laughs> Okay, are we moving along?
No.
Okay, entertainment activities. So that would be like talking about the outdoor stage.
Yeah, that's all Brittany.
That's all Brittany as well. But the last time she did say that she was getting good response, and I think we're booking up because it's only from 1 to 4. So, I think she's got it under control. So we'll just move on to concession stands and food options. The food trucks, they all say they have the Vancouver Island, this is a special license that they bought in Parksville. It's called, Vancouver Island Community Group License. And the vendors that I have in the food trucks, they are these ones that do float through Parksville and Balsam Beach. So, but I will get them to fill out the forms that Rebecca has directed me to get them to fill out, and you have sent me some stuff too. But they're not new at this, so I'm sure that they will get all the proper paperwork in place. As far as concessions, Pat Weber said that Kiwanis have given the popcorn machine to an Anoose youth camp, and then the gal that did know something about it, she said they don't have a nonprofit number, but she knows of a gal that was fundraising for a refugee family from Ukraine that was moving to Nanaimo. I said that we had limited space, but I would bring it to the table here. But fundraising for someone in Nanaimo, I think is, I'd like to contain it to Possum Beach Family Day. I don't know what the rest of you guys think. I kind of said that we are limited in space and that, and so if we put the invite out to people fundraising for somebody in Victoria or Comox, it just wouldn't be a Possum Beach thing anymore.
Yeah. I was in my message to the Qualcomm Beach Pack at one of the family days. They did have a concession booth, and I think they had popcorn. So I was going to mention that the opportunity to have a concession would still be available to them. And maybe they would sell popcorn. They used to buy at the bulk, you know, from Colonel's, and then they would individually size it for sale. So I don't know if that's something they would want to do or not. But
still hunting for that nonprofit organization that wants to fundraise, and they can fundraise with the option of pizza, hamburger, popcorn, and bagged candies. Because we're trying not to have an overlap. So we have the Auntie Annie with the ice cream truck, and she's doing the candy floss. She's also doing a ice cream latte with Pacific Bold coffee. The a la carte hot dog is all about hot dogs, bratwurst, and all that stuff. Country cuisine is quite assorted. Dragon Bowl, he's all about giving you the opportunity of vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free food bowl. So those food groups, we kind of have a little bit of an offering. So that does leave wide open for pizza, hamburgers, and popcorn to be out there. So if anybody has any suggestions, because lots of people not find volunteers.
Well, the Bowl 4893 cadets had expressed an interest in having a concession, doing something, so I can follow up with them. And I can also, I could reach out to the Boy Scouts if you wanted.
I have some exciting news. I don't know how this fits in, but last week we were, the Legion donated a popcorn maker to the town, like a larger popcorn maker, like that you'd see in a theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So anyways, we have a popcorn maker. Apparently it works. They just got a new one, so they just passed it on to us. So we would just have to buy the popcorn if we wanted to do that.
The town.
Or
I don't know.
Should we have another town office to it or someone that's
yeah,
fundraising?
Exactly. We didn't get any popcorn with it, but we got the machine, so.
Okay, well that's great. That's good news. So maybe Kwanek might be interested
in how they can find
a popcorn machine. Kwanek is folded though, right? The Kwanek just has Kwanek housing nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, between Anne and I, we'll figure out who we're going to call.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have some question on
this. Oh, and then there was also, Bernadette sent me an email from Rob O's Realty Company that they're interested in having out freebies again.
Okay.
So that's nice.
And then I have some action items to provide to the food vendor requirements for kids. So just so everybody knows, they need to have a BCAR license, they need to have insurance, and they need to have electrical certification. So on the on the registration form, we were going to update it, but it's a bit of a different requirement from the food truck to the concession. So we don't want to scare off the concession people by asking them for electrical certification and for insurance. So we have asked, they still do have to get that VHA to protect that VHA thing that clears them. So that's that.
I can basically trust, right, if they're already participating in the Parksville Beach scheduling of food trucks.
We need in hand. We need to see.
If they're okay in Parksville, then they definitely would have the certification, right?
Well, and then...
Or would Parksville be more
slack? They would be about the same, yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah.
There is not food truck, they should have all that.
So then, yeah, we're good then. We'll make sure they provide it to us too.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an island health thing, not a municipal thing. The food safe part, yeah.
And then also to follow up with the water department about the town drinking water tank, so just still tracking that down, trying to get Ardian involved, but they're not available, so we may or may not have someone man that thing. We'll see. And then there was
Can we make sure that that's on the map so that people know that there's going to be a refill station so they can bring their water bottles or whatever? Thank you.
I noticed in the last, one of the last maps, which is here. Do you want a paper copy? I've got one here. But maybe in the next little while, we have to narrow this one down, pin it down. So maybe if we could all be in person one meeting and in this or something, similar. Yeah. Anyway, I did notice they had an information booth, like just a central place where you could get information. That was something that they were. They had a central information booth.
That's right.
Yeah. And I seeing, because apparently that's where it all was going.
Like you have to have a central place, like if there's a lost child, like people have to know where to go, right? So
yeah.
Like a customer service booth.
So anyway, that's an aside, but and then yeah, Jean, you were gonna ask food vendors when you talk to them to be environmentally conscious as possible with supplies. And I was going to add a note on the registration page encouraging compostable materials. So I have done that. So just as you can, when you talk to people, if you could encourage them also.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Okay, volunteers, where?
Yeah, they're just coming in. So I might, have to put a plea out over the Facebook at some point on our page. So, yeah, just to get more people. And, yeah, I'm thinking pretty soon to try and nail down exactly how many people we need in different spots and so on.
Were we going to try to get a t-shirt or some sort so that they're recognizable, that they're volunteers, so people can go and ask them anything?
Yeah, that was for me to follow up. I just haven't had a chance to do that. Still got that on my list.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and I generally do up name tags for all volunteers too. So, having that sort of information booth, that would be a great place for volunteers to check in when they arrive as well. So that's a good thing. Worst case scenario, if we can't get t-shirts, you know, maybe we could ask everyone who's volunteering to wear a certain color shirt, you know, like bright red or I don't know, something to stand out.
I think that's a good thing to put money toward is staff t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Or get sponsorship like QF or something. Because I think they were doing the beach day ones.
Yeah. I think it helps encourage volunteers.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Free t-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's was it the Qualcomm Beach Collective? They have designed t-shirts and hoodies and baseball caps, and coming up soon they will be carried at the visitor center by the Chamber of Commerce. We could maybe put baseball caps too, might be a possibility. But maybe other kids will be wearing it, so it wouldn't really stand out. So it should be maybe, you're right about the t-shirts, all the same color. So.
I mean, in a dream world, it would be great to have the graphic on a shirt, but, you know, for family day graphic. Yeah.
Dreams do come true.
Oh, I know. Maybe we can explore that, yeah. Maybe someone would be willing to put it on the t-shirt.
Oh, I can ask Riptide to see how much it would cost to get the graphic done. Maybe it would just be one color, like white ink on a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you could show them on the website what the graphic looks like, yeah.
And get a quote. But our only problem is, then it comes down to sizing. So we...
No, you just get all large.
Yeah.
You need to wear whatever.
Large.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll ask. I can ask that with Ty.
Yeah, we'd want a color that's noticeable, too. For sure.
I wonder what beach they're doing. Do you remember what beach they're in? They blue?
Yeah, they're on like a sky blue, and they have a picture of a seagull, I think, on them.
Yeah, they got Wally.
Wally.
So,
that's good.
Something that's different. I'm going to look and see what design was, so I'll find that and send that to you.
Send it to me, and then I'll send it to Riptide. And
yeah, I mean, because, you know, like the theme is garden and flowers and all that, so it could just be... If it can't be a family day picture, it could just be something.
We want to keep away from the theme, though, so that people can reuse them each year.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're reusable. Like, hopefully, at the end of the day, people would give them... Well, people, you would give it to them, right? Like, you wouldn't take that, would you? Okay, so you could do that.
So we won't have a year on it either,
I guess? I guess if they're going to keep it, if it's their gift, then it could be a specific... as you wanted it to be.
But if we order lots and then we have some left over, then you can reuse them the next time. That's what each day, I think they're still working on ones they ordered years ago.
Right.
I guess it's cheaper when you get more of them. That's true.
Right.
I have some action items here on this one. Volunteers. So, Rebecca, did you have more things to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I followed up with the RDN, the leaders in training, and I will put them in contact with you, Rebecca.
Okay.
So they're going to do two things. Well, the kids are young, right? They're 14, so they're not able to run anything on their own. So RDN provides us with two staff, and then the kids in training, leaders in training help them. So they can either come up with the activity or run an activity of our choosing. So they're going to do an activity, but they also do a booth. So Rebecca, I'll send you the information for a booth, just some educational stuff, and then I'll send Brittany information about the their activity involvement.
Okay.
So that's good. We've got that down, which is great.
Can they do a booth with activities throughout the afternoon?
Well, there'll be two lots of them. They'll be doing a booth. It's educational about parks and recs and what they provide. Mm-hmm. And they have leaders in training who are doing activities.
All afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't get down to that level of detail, but they typically make themselves available, I think, in the past, too. They've been there all day.
Yeah, did you offer them up those ski things?
Ski things?
The ski plank things. Oh, you were there at the field meeting, Tony.
Yeah.
Tell Bernadette about the ski things, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I did find them. Yeah. Okay. I didn't find them that day, but I did open a door in the field house, and lo and behold, there they were.
Okay.
So, well, I'll have to dig them out and make sure that they're still in decent shape. But what we do, Bernadette, is I don't know where this came from, but basically we have these 2x6 planks, and they're probably about 5 to 6 feet long. And then someone took cut strips of, like, tube tire to make these, what do you call them? Stirrups to put your feet into. And so you have about three or four of them on the planks, and then so what you do is you load people up and you become a team, and then you have like a bunch of teams, and your goal is to get to the finish line, like you have a little race and you try to shuffle.
Like a three-legged race, but on the
exactly. Yeah, cool. And it's fun when they fall over, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Cool. So I know Brittany was there, so she can talk to them about the potential for that one.
Brittany didn't see them.
But did you talk about it on the field?
No. We were just there for the Bouncy Castle people.
Okay.
But I think the RDN has operated or supervised those in the past.
Okay. And I know we also created, like, we designated an area, so we had, like, 1x4 stakes of wood with ropes, so we roped off an area just so people wouldn't cross into that race zone. So, yeah, it's fun, though.
That's cool. I'm going to put that in field activity section. What are you calling them?
Ski race? Ski race. Yeah, team ski race, sure. That's about as iconic as the parade, that race, I think, for Family Day in Quebec. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. You can't have Family Day without it.
Okay. And I'll put an action on it here.
So when we have some races, do we have prizes that we want to, like, have to give out?
I think everyone should get a ribbon. Everyone's a winner by participating.
You said that with a straight face, Tony.
I'm serious. I feel that way. I struggled as a child. I never thought
it was cold.
So. You get a freebie if you participate.
No, well, that's something.
I was thinking looking into maybe, because it's Year of the Garden and Qualica Beach in Bloom, looking into getting my hands on some seed packets or something, right? So people could plant bee pollen flowers or something like that.
Good
right?
idea. Sunflower seeds or something.
A sunflower seed for Ukraine, you know? Like,
Yeah.
So I will look into that. I think Adam Walker handed out a bunch when he was doing something. Anyways, I can look into sourcing out some of those.
Yeah, sunflowers are fun because you'll see them, they'll grow in one season, right? And they're pretty impressive looking.
So I also have another action item, which is a determined volunteer task as opposed to staff task. So I delegated that to Tony because he knows better than I do. And he's going to go through and let us know what staff do and what volunteers do. And then that's going to get passed on to Rebecca so we can know.
Yeah, so I basically made some notes on that on those sheets of paper that you gave me, Bernadette. And basically what staff does is we deliver products to the field. We help set the stage up and that type of thing. We empty garbage throughout the day and make sure the field is clean and the washroom. We provide janitorial services and that type of thing. And then at the end of the day, we're there to, I guess we would help tear down and just return everything back to where we got it from. But as far as the event itself, staff aren't really involved in the event. We're just support staff. So we're doing janitorial, we're doing litter pickup, emptying garbage, and then like before, delivering the stage, setting up the stage, that type of thing, and then tearing it all down.
So if we had chairs and tables and things, you would deliver them?
Correct. And
don't
it is, yeah, and we've always tried to encourage the vendors or the display people to bring their own, if possible. Because there are only so many that we have, and it's I don't know what the budget is for staff, actually. For that day, I haven't heard, but I mean, in the past, it's gotten
that conversation with her.
Yeah, I know in the past it's gotten a little out of hand. Like it's been heavily staffed, and staff are provided lunch and all this kind of stuff, which is completely in my mind unnecessary. Like we're already getting paid, and we're already used to. Like if you're working that day anyways, you're going to bring a lunch. So I mean, I don't see the need to. It's very nice, but. It's been overdone, I think, in the past. We can make it a bit skinnier.
So, Rebecca, do you have some questions about that right now, or do you want to wait and see what it comes in? She just muted.
All right, I don't have any questions right now.
Cool.
You can just wait.
So the other thing, thank you, Tony, hooked us up with a guy called Rob. And what's his last name?
John Keller.
Yeah. And he is, from Rebecca, you know him from RRVU. He's the RRVU electrical guy. So we're starting the process for him to become a committee member, official committee member, and that'll be a decision of council. But in the meantime, he'd invite him to come along to the meetings. He called me today. He was a little concerned. He wanted me to ask you all about whether you have any concerns about a conflict of interest considering he's being paid by the town to do our electrical services. I ran it past Heather and we kind of both thought the bigger conflict of interest would be for him, feeling like we're looking for a volunteer service from him as opposed to a business service, and the crossover there. It was like, when do you guys see any problem with conflict of interest?
I had the same question, because I was the one who sort of nominated him. I spoke to Heather as well about that, and if he was to set up the system the day before, he's not working the day of family day, if he doesn't need to. So he could be there as a committee member that day.
Okay.
That's the way I looked at it. But if he does need to be there as a paid electrician, then that would be a conflict. And what do you
think? Is there any reason why he couldn't set up day before?
No. No reason why he couldn't.
I think that's here. I was just processing. But
yeah, no, that's fine.
I was just going to say, I think that would be ideal for it to be all ready to, like, go the day before. So we're not, you know, just in case something goes wrong or something's not working or
sure.
Whatever. When it comes to, like, people arriving and then, you know, lines go into the electrical, you know, like, is that stuff that the staff does? Like,
right.
Well, people are using power and, you know, like.
Correct. They need to be either barricaded off or ramped over so they can't be any strip hazards. So,
yeah.
So in the past, our electrician was our staff member.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, it's just like an extension cord. It says you don't have to be an electrician to put a ramp over a cable.
Yeah, okay.
So if it was preset and all we had to do was open the door in the field house and then just pull the cable down to the stage and then put a ramp over it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see a problem with that. But I mean, that's one of the reasons I thought Rob would be a great person on the committee, because he does have that knowledge about the electrical. And sometimes things do go wrong and it's nice to have someone on hand that's practical.
And if that's not on the list of staff things, could that be added too, like that you put the ramp over electrical?
Yeah, I mean, we can, and if, you know, if Rob comes on to the committee, we can discuss that too and just find the most practical way to do that. Yeah, like I said, you don't have to be an arborist to notice the tree is dead. I mean, you don't have to be an electrician to put a ramp over a cable. So
it's not a specific staff task then.
It was our electrician who was the staff member who was.
But it wouldn't be okay.
It doesn't have to be an electrician, I don't think.
But you would provide those things to cover the ramps. Okay.
Yeah.
If we have things done the night or the day before, is there any worries about vandalism overnight?
That would be contained in the field house building, so it would be secured anyways. As far as the setup for the day, that's done the day of, like the field setup.
Tony, were you able to find out how many tents we have?
Funny you say that. I did a count, but I have spoken to Walter Hoogland.
Yeah.
Who used to run, he was on the Family Day Committee and Fire and Ice. And we are meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
To basically open the tent up, because he, when I spoke to him, he was just saying how they may not be in the greatest condition, just the way they were handled in the past and the way they were put away. If they're not dried properly, then you can have issues. So we'll know more tomorrow. He thought there were about 20 tents. That sounds about right. But whether they're in good shape or not, that's another story.
I think Heather seemed to think that the town had about 7.
Yeah, I'll have, I think I do see tents here and there, but they're always folded up and I don't know what they look like, so I never trust a folded tent. So, right. I mean, we have tents in the Civic Center, we have tents down at Public Works, there are some at the Town Hall, so it's just a matter of opening those things up and having a look.
Maybe wear a face mask when you do that.
Yeah, I think so.
The table's mold.
A respirator, exactly.
Yeah. Long sleeves in case they're full of spiders.
Yeah, right.
Moving on.
So no other concerns about Rob?
I don't have any concerns.
I think when the council makes the appointment, council should be aware of that, though, and then we'll go from there.
When will that happen?
Soon.
Okay.
Good, because
we need them.
This week.
Okay, great. Awesome.
But it's defined what is paid work from him and the volunteer hours that he wants to give, right? It's kind of explained or defined. It's not just kind of hazy and one day he might send a bill and another day he won't, right? It's clear, right?
Yeah.
And the decision was made to go with him before he offered to volunteer as well, right? So with his company.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really nice. Nice that he's also volunteering. Okay, logistics.
So I did get in touch with a company about the porta potties and they did not get back to me, so I'm going to go and try and talk to somebody else. So I can't remember the name of the company. It wasn't Coast Environmental, but I'll try them next. And maybe they'll respond to me.
I think DVL also does.
They popped up in my search as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the town's currently renting some from them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't envision it's going to be a problem.
No.
Can you
just
self-insure that the field has a weapon?
Will they? Of course.
Yeah. Right.
Mhm. Yeah.
And then, so I had asked Aerosmith Search and Rescue about providing first aid and, you know, some sort of display, and they are, I don't know if anybody has any connections there, but they are just not responding to me at all. Like, I'm not hearing nothing. No response, nothing. So, I mean, we really need first aid, so I might just have to go and try St. John's Ambulance and see if they're doing that kind of thing. Because, yeah, I'm not getting any response from the search and rescue.
Do we know anybody that's a friend of a friend that knows somebody?
I know people there too, but I have the same problem.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that place is sort of staffed regularly, otherwise I could just go there and confront somebody. But anyway, and I don't think there's people missing that they're out searching for right now, so anyway, but they're just not getting back to me. So I'll move on to the St. John's Ambulance and see that.
I did send a message for the parade to see if they would be in the parade, so I can follow up too on that, and then
see
if I get anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, my daughter can do first aid and face paint at the same time.
How about the volunteer value part?
She's a nurse. Yeah. No.
The fire department will not. No.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question around that? Because they all get training for it, though, right? What if we client, an individual?
I don't know. I don't.
If they have a contract.
I don't know. Like they just weren't interested. It's not that they're not interested. It's just a commitment. I think if there was something, I'm not sure. If there was an event that was to occur, then they'd have staff tied up there, and that might be it. I don't know. Maybe it's a liability thing. I don't know.
And I think as an individual, you would want insurance or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you would want to put your name forward without having.
Yeah,
right.
Liability insurance or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, totally. So Anne, I'll let you try and get in touch with the Aerosmith Search and Rescue. And
I'll make an attempt, and then I'll let you know.
Maybe you can let me know, and then if they don't respond, I'll move on to St. John Ambulance. Yeah.
Perfect. I'll let you know by the end of the week.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
How about a local family doctor that wants to do some community work?
Again, I think unless they were insured for that, they wouldn't even consider it, right?
But they would have insurance anyways because they are licensed doctors. So for
them, but there's probably something for the pay for service agreement and whatnot.
Just to help me take on more patients so I can have a doctor. If you want to help out the community.
Just have an exhibition booth.
Oh, somebody
doctor.
I mean, when I read those posts of people saying, I've been on the list for 3 years, I'm like, oh, God. I'm really going to have to wait 3 years to get a doctor.
And be really careful your first doctor because you can't change your doctor.
Yeah.
It's crazy, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, that's all I have for logistics. Okay.
There was one other one, JFK traffic control should be contacted, but maybe we'll give that to Rob when he comes on. Or Tony DeWitt talks to them.
That's a good question. So what's that for the parade route?
Yeah, it's the crossing of shows, right?
Oh, correct. I think that we can do that as staff, sure. Like, why not? Yeah.
Put your thing down?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
My God, it's actually snowing.
Yeah. It's the weirdest weather I've ever been out here.
Where do you live?
I'm in Chartwell.
Oh, well, that's why.
Like, it's not in Portland Beach.
That's right.
No.
Okay, promotion and advertising.
So, I've got a chance here. It's got a someone, question mark, to follow up with PQB News about full advert and sponsorship. And then it was action item for me to find out what we had done in the previous year. So, I did contact PQB News, and in the past we've had a full wrap page, so each day has a similar thing where it's on the front page and it wraps all the way around. It's the first thing you see and it's a pull-off.
Mm.
But there's a lot of sponsorship that goes with that. It's a $3,500. So you get some heavy sponsorship around that. That's how you make that work. And then it's fairly expensive to be in the newspaper. But, it's kind of, so someone with some advertising, maybe I'm thinking like Brittany with her advertising world might contact. Anyway, so I might forward those. I'll forward.
What about just old-fashioned posters that you circulate and get it?
Sure can.
You know, in all these different areas, in the town community boards and visitor center and everywhere else.
Yeah.
Pick them up at the mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people post their lost cats and dogs. Pick them up.
I wonder what it costs to send flyers out. Would you know, Bernadette? Like,
yeah.
Just have them in the mailbox?
Yeah, I can easily find out.
I don't know. It's like sort of advertising in the newspaper is kind of going by the wayside because, I mean, most people are on social media, you know, and they see stuff that way. And, like, I'm not keen on spending a whole whack of money to advertise in the newspaper. Like,
no. And the town does have poster boards around town. So, like, if there was an event, organizations would come and drop posters. We post them. We also have that banner location out at the rest stop on the highway, Alberni Highway, Highway 4. And what else do we do? We have the leaderboard at the roundabout, the leaderboard sign.
So I've organized the leaderboard and the banner. The banner will go up 2 weeks before, so will the leaderboard go up 2 weeks before.
So
we have we use the same banner every year and we can update the date.
Okay.
But the man who said he's retired 5 years ago or 6 years ago is actually retired, so I have to go to Trim's fund.
Okay. That would be Don Camp. Right?
Here though.
Yeah, right? No, it's snowing, Rebecca.
Yeah, I know.
Snowing downtown.
Hailing.
Oh, it's sunny where I live.
That's the thing. I think Chartwell's the highest elevation. It's hailing downtown.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I've been hearing new weather terms since I moved down here that I've never heard before, but they actually were calling for thunder snow.
Oh.
I'm like, what the hell is thunder snow? Like, I mean, it's like, you're someone just making these up to deal with the weather.
There's new terms here. We're like, oh, what?
Yeah. Like an atmospheric river. Like,
I know. I had to look that up when I heard that because I thought, what the hell is that? You know? Thunder snow.
Wow.
So, yes. Okay. So, we're wanting to explore more options rather than the newspaper.
I think so, yeah.
We've got it in the town tidings, which is in the newspaper. We got it in there this week, for this month, and we will get it in again next month. So that's on our town update, and that town update also gets sent out to the residents, which is a fairly big size, fairly big email list that we get sent out as well.
So this being mid-April, when do we want to start putting the posters up? Then the town will print that, right? You guys got the... So we can get some volunteers to run around, get new posters out through the downtown area at the other destinations that we can think of. And
people have different ideas of when is the best time. Medium to short-term planners, you have different planners. You have medium to short-term planners. No one's going to plan to not go to Europe because, you know, we're doing this thing, or they're not going to do a big plan like that. But it's going to be like, you know, they might put it on their calendar, so a month out would be the earliest, I think, that you would want to advertise, and 2 weeks before, that's when you really want to push it. That puts it on people's immediate calendar. So, month out is just on the radar, and 2 weeks out is I might go to that, and then a week before, you know, they're making the decision whether they will tend to go. So,
okay, so
posters, I'm thinking May.
But we have to decide. Sorry, we sort of have to sort of be aware of what we're doing when we're putting up posters and stuff. We shouldn't be stapling them to trees and power poles and all that. And we talked to Biolab about where we can put posters. So we do our poster boards. Like, we have poster boards around town. We have the banner. We have the reader board. And then we have social media and stuff. I'm not sure about, like, plastering the downtown with posters. I'm not really too sure about that.
Well, I think,
because staff members, we normally take them down, right?
I think Anne's probably talking about, how businesses promote in their windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done that in the past, even walked around, and Jean, with the business connection she has, would be great to do that.
That's perfect.
And then also, that possibility of on post boxes, like mail mailboxes. That's kind of a central place. That's not just where other people put things, like not putting them on, you know, places that don't already have something.
Maybe we could drop some off at the schools.
Yeah.
And the seniors' home. I don't know.
Yep. At the senior center.
Well, or if the school, I don't know if the schools, I'm sure they do some sort of newsletter. Could ask them to put it in, like a little thing in there.
Could we drop a pile off at the post office and ask if they're, the mail delivery carriers could put it in their, on their bulletin by their post boxes? Called community spirit.
So we can't put them on the mailboxes themselves. I don't know if, and the other things would, I don't know. They would probably charge you.
No, not in the boxes, but, you know, where you say the lost cats and dogs signs go up. If the mail carrier could put it in that kind of location for us.
I doubt it.
Golden asset. Community spirit.
That's right. I had another action item here, and you were going to follow up with 4-H photographers.
Yes. No, I haven't heard back from them. They're having a meeting, but I will follow up. It's on my list.
Okay. And then I have just put myself an action item to ramp up the get involved part of the family day. So I'll do that through social media.
When it goes up on the Family Day page, do you share it to other groups?
I am now.
Other Calls groups? Like...
Well, yeah.
Okay. Like that, I don't know, that Qualcomm Beach page. I've ended up on a few of them. Yeah. Okay.
It just wasn't a lot of content there yet. I'm just being, pretty busy right now. So I agree. That is the plan, yeah.
Or can like we share them on those pages?
On what pages?
Well, I have like other Qualcomm Beach pages.
I can share them. I'll share them to the other ones we have, but we don't have many. We have Family Day, Beach Day.
Yeah.
Fire Department.
I don't know. There's those other ones where people post pictures of what they've.
If you're a member of another group, go for it.
Okay.
The town's official website, we don't actually have that.
Okay.
What we're putting on out there right now, could we also say, and if you'd like to participate in the parade or on stage, please contact our Facebook page or something, not just to say, this is what we're doing, but right now we could still be receiving participants. And looking for more participants.
Like what I'll be doing is I'll be doing a let's get involved, and then you'll share them out.
Okay.
That's what I think you're saying, Rebecca.
Get involved. Perfect.
I think I heard from Brittany that we had enough entertainment. I think the stage was pretty much booked.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, it's pretty full for entertainment. I'm not sure we can handle anymore.
Unless you have those guys rolling around. Yeah.
She did say we could do some more activities. So,
Yeah, we could definitely use more exhibits and activities. Yeah. I wonder what happened to her today. Strange that...
I did email her asking if she was able to come. She said, I can't come. So that's
what I heard. Oh, okay.
Sorry, can't make the meeting.
Something going on. Yeah, okay.
So push exhibition and what else? Activities.
Well, volunteers too. We're looking for volunteers.
Yeah, I'm volunteers. Yeah.
So, like, I think one of the first years that we had Beach Day, they were like over. I thought they had like 60 volunteers. It was crazy. There were more volunteers when they knew what to do with them, so it was awesome. So we need that kind of community spirit.
Rebecca, on the day, Rebecca, are you able to be in that information booth? Like, Oh, yeah. On tech beer for all the volunteers?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, I was hoping you start hailing here.
Where are you at?
I'm on Crescent Road.
Okay. Oh, where the bear was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Going through the compost bin.
Yeah. Crescent and I
have to join these other groups on Facebook, and then you get here. Be careful. Right. There's a bear.
Oh dear.
I think
she probably eats better up there.
And
Jane said that it's because she got to eat better up that way.
better meal,
right? Or compost. All right, it's 4:30.
Are we just going to do these
any more?
Sponsorship. So I've got some things here. You've given us an update. You're going to get $200 from Berwick.
Berwick, yes.
And then
they just want to ask who the check should be made out to, and we should discuss do we want to make a little sign to say that, you know, Berwick sponsored this, or just like the Chesapeake Shores is sponsoring the photo booth, so that they get credit out there in the public. Would be nice. But that
is not. Definitely have a sign somewhere.
Yeah.
Depending on what we put the money towards, maybe.
Yeah, we should discuss that.
And I think they have their own signage, so you could probably approach them and ask them. Well, ask them what they want to have. They understand marketing pretty well.
Yeah.
On what they want.
So I did do up a little budget page, so it's in the budget folder. What a surprise. And I put in there what I know so far, which is mainly the activities, but yeah, it's there to, so far we've committed $4,450 to activities like the Bouncy Castle Photo Booth Skydivers and the Magician and Balloonist. And then did Rob give you an estimate on the electrical work? No. Okay.
No.
So we'll probably want to, gets passed and everything, we might want to get.
I can get that from him anytime.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'd be good, just so we know what we're working with there. And then the traffic is another one to know what we're paying for that too. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, it will be at least $800, even if they're there for 10 minutes.
I have an action item to investigate a process for receiving money, sponsorship money. So as long as I understand, it's not a taxable donation or anything like that. It's not a, we're just going to give them a receipt if they want it, just a receipt that they pay. It's not a donation and it's not a taxable income.
Okay.
I know Krista did ask if she could pay directly to something.
Oh, okay. So
if we can figure out what is costing us $200, that we can say, you know, we should like to say that you're sponsoring this or something.
Okay. So yeah, the option is there if you're talking to people about sponsorship, and Tony, you have that conversation, they just provide us with a check. Or they can, like Jean's saying, just directly pay for something.
Okay.
And when you're having that conversation too, just, you know, how do you want to be recognized? Do you want to put up some of your own signage or sponsored by, or?
Yeah, so we did discuss that, and Aaron from Chesapeake thought that was a great idea if they could have a sign. But they're in and out of town, and I'm not sure about timing as far as if they're going to be around that weekend. So we'll just have to coordinate somehow for the signage to be made. And then also we discussed them doing the a backdrop for inside of the photo booth. And I need the footprint, I guess, or the size of the dimensions of the wall, I guess, for the backdrop, so we know how big of a board that they have to paint, right? So I need to get that from Brittany, I think.
Or do they have like a group chat of their Chesapeake Shore people, and there could be a hole in that group chat where we could put our head into, and so that we can look like we're part of the movie set?
Oh, like the actors. I have no idea. I've never seen the show. Sorry.
Yeah. What is wrong with you people?
We're busy. We are busy. I don't actually have network television. I don't have network television.
It's a good, wholesome show.
It's the number one rated Hallmark film to you. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. What else is there to do?
Got a few more action items here. So you were going to contact to the Pelican?
We're still waiting, yes.
Okay.
For next week.
And then, yeah, Brittany's going to contact PharmaSave.
I saw something on the our sheet that someone had contacted PharmaSave and said they were too busy with the rentals.
I did. Well, I contacted about the parade, and they said, I'm sorry, we're just, like, focusing on getting our feet back under us after COVID, and we just don't have the resources right now to be involved. So, I guess people or whatever, that's just, they're not there right now.
Could I ask Andy for money?
We could ask. Try, sure.
Okay, I will ask Abby for money.
I think I forwarded her email to, I don't know if I forwarded it to everybody or, but.
I saw it on the spreadsheet that they were too busy. And
I can't remember the exact words she used, but basically they just had enough on their plate right now.
And again, just if everyone can kind of just think about the next steps for putting feet on road, like putting rubber on the road in terms of what we need to do. So do have a look at the logistics of your event, and if that'll help inform us on what we need to do next.
So can we just stop by sometime, Bernadette, and grab one of those maps for me? Yeah, okay.
I had ideas to do a laminate and get little things, but I'm not good at craft. I'm thinking like things that we felt that we could stick on. We just, you know, I don't know how to do that. I think, you know, like the path, if we know where, like the big bouncy castles are going to be, it's going to inform where we need to put the stage, and then I guess we, you know, empower and water is going to inform what we need to do. And look at that path list, I think that's fairly good in terms of concession, where concession goes. And
If we're having our meeting in person next week,
yeah, we meet,
can you have the clean map?
And
we will talk about so that together we can all fit in the spaces next week.
Can you bring in your map and let's
be prepared? Be prepared to draw in our spots.
So are we going to meet next week, and are we going to meet in person?
I can be there in person next week. I had a meeting that went until literally 3:10. So I didn't have time to drive down there, but. But I can be there in person next week.
I think next week we have beach day at 2, so I could be in there for beach day and then stay for family day.
That's tough, because I'm in both those meetings, as is.
Are you going to be done by 3:15, your beach
day? Well, last time Bernadette kicked them all out there, we got next meeting, right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hard. Mid-July, right? Come on.
They are very organized too, so it's not much. They probably possible. Probably possible.
But, well, maybe we could just try to keep it to a shorter, an hour or something next time, unless there's really a lot.
We could clean next week and literally just work on location and...
Yeah. Unless there was anything else that was urgent, but otherwise, just work on that.
Yeah. It's so short. But to work next week, to work on working person here on the map and planning the logistics of the map.
Yeah.
Just need an adjournment of present.
And if we're going to meet in person, would you guys like some snacks? Bribe you to come with a snack.
Things are going to come.
Cookies, I don't know. I mean, do you want something to nibble on or something? Order a pizza? That might be easy, right? We can all have some pizza.
It's a work time for me. I'm getting paid.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can talk and eat, right? Because we just
I have dietary restrictions, but otherwise...
Well, I was just thinking, like, we could get a little
bring in some cookies and
extra spurt of energy.
I was just going to say that after doing my cleanse for a month and now reintroducing food, I think I'm sadly realizing I may need to be gluten and dairy free, which is incredibly depressing for me at the moment. I'm like, oh, God.
Thank you. You're going to be really healthy, though.
Yeah, it's just like...
You'll feel better for it.
But I love cheese, and it's, like, so hard.
Yeah, cheese would be hard.
And there's, like, I have yet to find a decent fake cheese that does justice to real cheese, you know?
I found one.
Did you?
Yeah, I haven't had it for a while. I bought it at Superstore. It's made in the interior of BC.
Okay.
I'll get the name
for you. Yeah, get me the name, yeah. I just have to try that, yeah.
Anyways, maybe if, Gene, instead of cookies, how about a t-shirt? I would come if you gave me a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. A family day t-shirt.
I would get that donation, yeah.
Okay, like a big donation.
I could bring a fruit platter. We can all eat that fruit. Anyway, or maybe I won't because I won't remember something. So, motion to adjourn.
You too.
Jane, are you seconding?
Of course.
Okay, great.
Out of here.
Look at the time, 4:43.